We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim with Ross and Bob. It's quarter number four, and we are going to talk about this new offensive coaching staff. And the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's down to the best of the best as we crown the football champion. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And no, Bob, it's no coincidence that I look at you every time I say gambling problem.
I have a funny feeling if you do these on Monday, you're probably just never take your eyes off Greg Pickle.
Oh my God, never.
If you only knew some of the stories I could tell about him, they're really funny.
He has shared,
but I'll let him share them. he hasn't shared all of them. Trust me when I say he has not shared all of them.
He does share some of those with us on our Monday show. All right. We're going to talk about this Penn State offense. A couple weeks ago, as we all know, Matt Limegrover was not renewed, and I think Ross for Online Coach was trending online.
It should have been.
Well, it should have been, except for one little fact. We pay him too much to be here with us.
It would have been a pay cut.
Exactly. But here's what we're going to do here. I am now appointing you, Ross, and you, Bob, offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach, and offensive line coach for this team. So you're getting all the responsibility. That's why I have Bob here helping you, bro.
Sure, yeah, understood.
So let's start with you coming in, the new offensive coordinator. You're looking at the 2019 tape of this Penn State offense. What do you see?
I see a team that really could run the ball effectively a lot and has a good offensive line that – bringing back returnees at every spot and a boatload of running backs. And I'm thinking right now we're going to have a really good defense. We're going to have a really good run game and offensive line, and I'm going to lean heavily on that. I don't think that they're going to need as much out of the passing game as other people do. I think Clifford will have to do his part in the run game. You know, they'll have to get some chunk plays and play action from Dotson and Freiermuth. They'll have to convert some third downs. But I'm seeing a team that should be able to dominate people up front on the ground and lean heavily on that.
It's like a hybrid of this guy, Shiraka. I mean, his RPO at Minnesota was so very, very impressive. And I just remember how Jan Johnson and Micah talked in after the game about how they couldn't figure it out early, and they were literally mesmerized by some of the quick releases by Tanner Morgan, but also they bit so hard on the run part of it. But it's almost like you want that RPO, but you also want to, as Ross talked about it, just think a little bit about how Wisconsin is built. Like they always have a good offensive line. They have one or two good running backs, and they did not need necessarily a ton of production out of their wideouts. But what they needed was, you know, when they did call the pass, it was either wide open for a big gain or, you know, a touchdown, just because of the respect for the running game.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Wisconsin, because I actually thought that Cruikshank kid would be perfect for Penn State. And I don't know if they tried to get him because they're already at 90 scholarships. You're only allowed to have 85. I don't know how they're going to figure out how to get down. But he ended up going to Rutgers. I think he's a Jersey kid, Cruikshank. But he's the one that had the big kickoff return against Oregon in the Rose Bowl. He's like a Hamler light. Like he's like a smaller, faster guy. When I saw he entered the portal, I thought, oh, maybe Penn State. I don't know why he left Wisconsin, but right. I thought maybe Penn State can get him. But it didn't happen. But yes, I would agree, Bob. I think Penn State could look a lot like Wisconsin this year on the offensive side of the ball, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because also, if they're able to keep their defense on the sideline more, those guys rested, they should be one of the top units in the country.
Well, let's take a little bit of a look at the personnel. I know one of the things that's been a common theme here on our show is how about Ricky Slade in that slot position? How would you use your skill people differently than how they were used in 2019?
Well, I think for one, I would put Slade at wide receiver, primarily in the slot, and he would probably be the jet sweep guy. He would be the wide receiver screen guy. I would try to get him the ball in space at times. He's not KJ Hamler. They don't have anybody that is KJ Hamler. I do think Slade's the closest, and I would tell him to lose some weight. You know, I mean, all you want from him is the quicks and explosiveness. I know Ricky got up to what, 205 maybe?
Yeah, then they lost it then for the fall. He was closer to like 190, 195. So if he gets down to 185, 190, I think he's fine.
Yeah, that's what I would want. I mean, that would be number priority one for me, would be moving him out to the slot receiver position. I think that's going to happen. I mean, I don't know how it doesn't. It just makes too much sense for everybody involved. I would also want to see who the second tight end is. I think that's going to be big. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before. The difference between the second tight end and third receiver will be a real conversation. I'm not sure, Bob, we even know who the second wide receiver is right now.
I know. I mean, you made a point, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, if you're James Franklin, maybe you go up to Matt Kimmethammer and say, football only this spring. So we need to see what we got in you. If you want a more serious role, you can't play baseball. I don't know how he'd receive that, but he's a candidate. And the other guy really that boom or bust, I think, is Daniel George. I know he's only been there 2 years, but it was, you know, late in his second year, he was still dropping passes like Cotton Bowl and some other games. He clearly can play, but you can't trust him on the field. The quarterback doesn't trust him. He needs to get better at that. So, I mean, Ross is right. They don't have Nick Bowers, so if they don't have a second tight end, what do you do? Do you really want to run three wideouts out there all the time, or do you just put
– I think they'll have a second tight end. I think either Kuntz or Strange will be ready to go and help them. But those guys are different than Bowers. Yeah. Bowers is like a big physical good blocker. Yeah. Those guys, I think, are both more receivers.
Well, someone like Zach Kuntz, could they put him in as the quote-unquote second tight end, but he's more – the wide receiver, that guy who's the taller receiver, could go get those 50-50 balls?
Sure. I mean, he's not the athlete that Gesicki was, but he's that kind of player. He's just a big inside receiver, I think, isn't more than a tight end. I don't think you want to ask him to do too much in the running game, quite frankly.
He's a guy that, you know, sometimes guys need a couple years. And he, I think, because of his physique, was always going to need a couple years. I'll be curious to see what he's able to do now. But to get back to your original question, I'm leaning heavily on the running game. I'm bringing in all kinds of different running backs, mixing and matching, giving them other responsibilities, trying to come up with some plays where I like the idea of Journey Brown and Devin Ford both being in the game, and maybe it's like the Patriots. You bring them up to a wing back position, and those guys can both run routes. That would be big for me. But, you know, I feel like if you think about it, Shiraka, he doesn't really know these guys that well. So I feel like for him, the spring is going to almost be like a discovery period. And then he's going to decide how to implement these guys in the fall. Like, he can't decide how to implement them right now. He doesn't even know what he thinks they are yet.
How important is it, Ross, even he may not know that, but it becomes a fresh set of eyes to look at things, and maybe they'll look at it a little different than how the other coaches looked at
things. And that could be good or bad for you, depending on who you are. You know, some guys that have established spots, he might be like, I don't see it with that guy.
No.
I think this other guy's better. And if you're the other guy, you know, I was part of a lot of coaching changes in the NFL, and they are certainly open to changing. You know, they don't really care about what the previous people thought. That's for sure. And they certainly seem to like the guys they bring in more. It's a little different in college because you're a freshman, right, and it'll take you a little bit, but there's no doubt about that.
Well, if things were going so well, they wouldn't have brought me in, is probably right. The attitude also. I want to ask.
I mean, maybe we can put Jason Oway or Micah at wide receiver.
Micah would be good with that.
He would love that.
Jimmy, one thing I wanted to just bring up real quick, because I think that one priority that Kirk will have is when I watched Tanner Morgan in that offense in Minnesota against Penn State, his decision-making and his decisiveness, the ball was out. The ball was out immediately. I think there were some times in Penn State's RPO where I don't think you saw the ball come out right away from Sean Clifford, and it was his first year. But I think he will get better at that, and I think that will also help the passing game, because I just remember how much Penn State's defense talked about. They just were literally on roller skates with that RPO, because when it's run right and you have the right personnel, it's really, really, really hard to defend.
I mean, if you're Sean Clifford and you saw what Tanner Morgan did, you got to be pretty excited. And you also don't really have any excuses if you don't produce, other than the receivers. I think Minnesota's receivers, they were good.
Yeah.
I don't know how Minnesota got receivers.
They were
like
good,
that.
But I think some of those yards were built in. Just watching the Penn State game, those guys were wide, wide open. They were. No one was within yards of them.
That leads to the question we always hear about receivers getting separation. How much of that is on the receiver, and how much of that is on the design of the scheme?
Yeah. Some receivers can just get the ball and make contested catches. Others can be schemed open. I think that you're going to see some receivers come open, and just because of the way I think this guy's RPO works and the way he coaches it.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both always. But you can scheme up guys getting open with rub routes, you know, pick routes, stuff like that, double moves. But also there are guys that just do a terrific job of beating man-to-man coverage and winning at the line. And they're able to, with the way they run their routes, they're able to get their own separation.
If you're KJ Hamler, you'll get open no matter what.
Yeah, and I think Freiermuth is pretty darn good at that too. And I think Freiermuth's in for a really, really big year. He's going to have to.
Well, we're all looking forward to that. All right, thank you, gentlemen. It's been great. That's it for our show. For all of our Keystone Kickoff segments, you can go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time. Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.